Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a very important question, which is related to one of the virtues in Islam, perhaps the cardinal virtue in Islam. I'm speaking of the belief in Allah's unity. As you know, Islam is a monotheistic religion. It believes that, God is one. And this belief is a necessary component of iman and faith. If somebody doesn't have it, he cannot be considered a Muslim. He cannot even be considered a follower of any of the divinely revealed religions according to Islam. So today, with regards to this concept, we want to ask, what exactly is the value of the belief in God's unity? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from the hadith which have been narrated from the infallibles, alayhim as-salam, regarding this topic. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, faith in God's divine unity is half of religion. So based on this hadith, a significant portion of our deen, of our faith and our religion is acquired when we attest to and have faith in God's unity. In another beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, faith in Allah's divine unity is the life of the soul. So according to this hadith, when we have faith in God and His unity, it gives life to the soul. Before having such a faith and such a belief, a person, apparently he's alive, but in reality his soul, we consider it spiritually dead. And in a lengthy hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam, it's been narrated that he said, the very first step to Allah's worship is to attain inner knowledge of Him. And the origin or beginning of attaining inner knowledge of Allah, exalted be His praise, is through His divine unity, meaning through the attestation and affirmation of His unity. The very basis of the attestation to His divine unity is to negate any kind of limitation from Him, since the intellects are able to witness that every limited being is created. Right. So, according to this beautiful hadith, affirmation of His unity, it ultimately leads to the worship of God. And this is what gives it value. The hadith also clarifies how to arrive at this belief in His unity, which is that it should be by way of negating limitations from Him. Finally, in a beautiful hadith narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it's been stated that he said, faith in Allah's divine unity is that you do not deem applicable to your Lord that which applies to you. So the gist of this hadith is that the belief in divine unity leads to, or a consequence of it, a corollary of it, is that we do not apply to God what we apply to ourselves. Meaning we make a separation and distinction between us creatures and Him as the Creator. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were examining the belief in divine unity and its value in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhim wassalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.